First of all, I would like to say thanks to Chairman for changing this presentation instead of Boya Ahmed Old Ahmed, who is absent ASA meeting. My name is Mitsuhiro Inoue from Early Learning Research Center, Tokyo University, Japan. Our research title is Effective Use of Sub-Irrigation Water in Sandy Soil Using Barrier of Gravel and Porous Alpha Layers. These graphs show the change in world population, water demand in the world, and per capita water availability. The world population in 2009 was estimated to be just over 6.7 billion. As population grows and lifestyle changes, water demand for agriculture, industry, and living use has increased to become 9 times that of 100 years ago. Agriculture accounts for 70% of water consumed worldwide. Water is the source of life. You can see per capita water availability is decreased. We need more water, especially semi-arid and arid regions. Generally speaking, we have to consider water-saving strategies for sustainable agriculture. As you know, water use efficiency of sprinkler irrigation and furrow irrigation are higher than flood irrigation. Drip irrigation is one of the water-saving irrigation systems, but expensive for agriculture. I'd like to focus on the ultimate saving water system in sandy soil. Because sandy soil is widely distributed as a developable agricultural field in arid regions, drip irrigation system should be useful for sustainable agriculture in drylands. But drip irrigation has some problems. One is clogging problem. From a point of view of more saving water, drip irrigation in the soil surface has soil evaporation after irrigation. On the other hand, subsurface porous tube is more suitable than drip irrigation on the soil surface because of no evaporation from soil surface. However, if irrigation is applied more than crop requirements, wet zone along the horizontal porous tube becomes elongated downwards and water loss occurs, especially sandy soil. Therefore, we propose the new porous hybrid system. A setting of gravel layers of or porous layer and the horizontal porous tube plays an important part of stopping percolation and increase soil water capacity sandy soil. We use recycled materials as raw materials of irrigation system in order to keep total cost cheaper. Recycled materials was used to make porous tube and porous layer. It is necessary to keep safety, durability, and economic price for sustainable irrigation system. Rubber porous tube for subsurface irrigation is recycled from used rubber tire. And soil amendment is also recycled from used glass bottle obtained from household rubbish. Porous alpha layer is setting after spraying on porous alpha powder and no wind condition. The objective of this study was to investigate the effect of porous alpha amendment layer on soil properties and plant growth in sandy soil and the drip irrigation system, assessed by switchyard and the subsurface irrigation system assessed by tomato. Experiment was set in a plot with the 25 centimeter diameter and 50 centimeter length, instead inserted into a sandy soil. A treatment consists of two porous alpha layers of 2 centimeter and 5 centimeter thickness placed in the soil at 30 centimeter depth. The daily irrigation was equivalent to 50% by open pan evaporation. Switchyard was shown in the pot on 20th April 2008. The tomato in greenhouse experiment was set in a block with a 70 centimeter width, 90 centimeter length, and 50 centimeter depth by subsurface rubber porous tube at 5 centimeter depth. Porous alpha layer of 2 centimeter thickness was set at the 30 centimeter depth. Water content was measured every 1 hour interval by ADR sensor, that is the SM200 Delta T companies, inserted at 15 centimeter and data logger. Tomato was planted on the 1st May 2009 and harvested on 15th August 2009. Dairy irrigation was equivalent to 15% of open pan evaporation. From the result of sweet charge experiment, and fresh yield was higher and the 2 centimeter thickness porous layer, and followed by 5 centimeter thickness porous layer and the treatments, and obtained at 12.09 and 11.05 megagram per hectare respectively, and fresh yield 4.15 megagram and per hectare, and the control was significantly lower, and water use efficiency and control and 2 centimeter thickness, 5 centimeter thickness treatment was 1.057 and 7.91 and 4.49 gram per liter respectively. As a result, we recommended the use of a 2 centimeter layer of this amendment in the sandy soil, and management of soil water content is very important to crop growth in the sandy soil. The tomato fresh yield showed in this figure. As a result of experiment, tomato fresh yield of 1.54 kilogram square meter and the porous alpha treatment was better than that of the 0.83 kilogram per square meter and the control treatments. And this result shows a significant difference by statistical analysis. Variation of water content at 15 centimeter depth in porous alpha, 2 centimeter thickness, and control the treatments was shown in the figure. The fact that the water content in tomato root zone and the porous layer was about 0.02 centimeter, 2 centimeter, larger than control, imply that the plant was growing better and the porous layer treatments. This figure shows the comparison of water content at the depth of 18 centimeter with time between sand and 2 centimeter porous alpha and 10 centimeter gravel layer. You can see in the gravel layer or porous alpha layer was more water holding and effect of deeper percolation control. So that is the you can see there. Now this is a famous in the Hydras 1D simulation, and this is gravel and the root zone sand and the upper the sand, and this is the result. And this and input data hydric properties, and you can see the water content upper gravel layer significant increase in the sandy soil. So this study evaluated the effect of different thickness of porous alpha layers on water availability in sandy soil. And in future, and we would like to make the best design and use Hydras 1D. That is the rule of soil physics approach. You know, we don't know the best thickness. We don't know what is the best material. So the amendment, the keeping the water in the sandy soil. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.